Hello everyone, welcome to Horrorsperia. This is a special bonus pod. Sometimes there will be longer pauses in between times me and Clinton can get together, and so we want to offer you up little bonus pods where we either talk about movies that we really like or filmmakers that might not be horror specific, maybe horror adjacent, or maybe an interview or something of the sort. And that is what we're going to throw bonus pods into. So for this first bonus pod, I'm going to talk about a film that I mentioned in the first episode that we did. It is called A Tale of Two Sisters. It is the first international horror film that I remember being obsessed with. It is one of the first films that made me even want to get into film scholarship or a filmmaker. And so I really want to go ahead and talk about what I really love about it and recommend it to you guys if you haven't seen it. There will be no spoilers here, unlike usually. We usually do a lot of spoilers, but no spoilers here. This is definitely just me getting you to watch this incredible film. A Tale of Two Sisters is directed by Kim Ji-won. It was back in 2003. He's done quite a few films, the ones that are probably most popular. He did an incredible film in 2010 called I Saw the Devil. That's another Korean horror film. It's incredible. It has the guy from Old Boy in it and a couple of others. I highly, highly recommend it. He did do an American film. He did The Last Stand, which was a Johnny Knoxville film. I never saw it. I can't say if it's any good or not, but just some context to let you know about the man. A Tale of Two Sisters specifically is based on a Joseon Dynasty folk tale, which has been adapted a couple of times since the beginning of Korean cinema. And so this is one of the iterations of that. The folk tale itself is called Jangwa Hongryon Jeon. And specifically, the film, in its essence, is about a patient from a mental institution who returns home with her sister, only to be haunted by unspecified ghosts, as well as the thought of her mother being dead and some tension that she has with her stepmother. And so that's a really simplified plot of it. There's definitely a lot more going on, but the journey of the plot in and of itself is the experience of the film. I always really loved this film, not only because it opened me up to such a wider audience of film scholarship and appreciating films, and especially horror films, for what they could be. It was just such a poignant film when I saw it. I was about 13 when I saw it. I think it was around 2004. And I had seen great horror films before, but this was the first time that I really felt a certain intuitive femininity to the toil of being a teenager. And even though I couldn't relate to their specific circumstances, a lot of the melodrama, a lot of the sadness, and a lot of the quietness in the film really appealed to me. And there are scares, there are moments of gore per se, but every single time that it's confronted in such a poetic way that even to this day, this film strikes out so apparent to me because it is done with such care to the subject as well as to all of the participants in the film, which is a predominant female presence between the stepmother and the two sisters. And there's a lot of debate about what goes on in the film, and I don't want to get too much into it because it definitely is a film that should be experienced through the lens of the viewer. And I think that's another reason why I really love this film, is that it is interpretive. It's open to interpretation to every single person that watches it. So you'll have some people that think XYZ happened, or some people that think that this other thing happened, which isn't uncommon amongst Asian horror in general. That tends to be one of the tropes. But A Tale of Two Sisters was one of the first films that really embraced that. And also still to this day, it's one of the films that did it so singularly that it hasn't been touched in tone since. It is the highest grossing Korean horror film. That's something interesting to know. It was also the first Korean horror film to be screened in America. It won a bunch of awards. It won a bunch of Korean film awards. It won a bunch of awards outside of Korea. And most of all, I think what I can implore to you about this film is that it is a literal and a figurative film. And I think it's very difficult for films to do that nowadays. You know, you either have one or the other, and that doesn't discount films that do choose either side. I just believe that this film does both in such an enormous and beautiful flair that it can't be understated or overstated at the same time. In essence, it's really a film about how we are all haunted by our decisions, whether they are literal, whether they are figurative. And we discuss this a lot, but horror is the way that societies globally have been able to express their anxieties, whether it's specific to their culture or more specific to a global problem. A Tale of Two Sisters, though it is an adaptation of a specific Korean fairy tale, does an excellent job of making this theme universal, and it's something that still haunts me to this day. Thank you guys very much. I hope you enjoyed this bonus pod, and we'll see you again in a few weeks.